This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, too many pregnant women going without needed vaccines. The CDC says only 35% of pregnant women in 2018 received vaccines against flu and whooping cough, putting them and their infants at risk of severe illness. Dr. Joseph Chang is Associate Chief Medical Officer at Parkland Hospital System. He told me he believes the reason may be fear.
The flu vaccine is actually a dead virus, and in many cases, its components have been sort of separated chemically. So that virus is not active anymore. There is no danger. And I think that some women are afraid that the vaccine is actually a live version of the virus, and it is actually not at all.
Vaccines aren't required, they're encouraged.
Correct. Not like when kids go to school. For a pregnancy, it's strongly recommended. The main reason is because pregnant individuals are relatively what we call immunocompromised, that their immune systems are not as strong during pregnancy. So things like the flu will affect a pregnant person a whole lot worse than they would anyone else walking down the street.
Dangerously so?
Absolutely. Rates of death, rates of intensive care unit admission, pneumonia, all of these things are much higher in pregnant women than in non-pregnant women. And of course, with the baby on board, as we like to say, that makes things even a little more dicey.
Now, what about the Tdap vaccine? This is for pertussis or
for
whooping
pertussis,
cough.
Yes.
How dangerous is that for the mother?
That actually, again, is not dangerous at all because it's not actually even the infection itself.
I mean, whooping cough itself.
I would say the same thing about whooping cough as I would about the flu. Whooping cough is dangerous even in non-pregnant individuals and people who have perfectly intact immune systems. The mortality rate for pertussis is not insignificant. And in pregnant people, you can multiply that by many, many fold.
Dangerous even more so, though, for the infant.
The infant is in a state of complete vulnerability. Even though we're not talking about birth defects or anything like that, the baby is completely dependent on the mom. So if the mom is ill and unable to function normally in terms of oxygenation, like for the lungs, or taking in good nutrition because they're having trouble holding food in or something like that, all of that affects the baby to an even greater degree because the baby can't do anything else without the mom supplying all of those nutrients.
Whooping cough can be deadly for an infant?
Deadly for an infant in terms of the mother, right. So anytime a mother gets severely ill, the pregnancy is affected. And so certainly miscarriages and early birth, all of those things can occur when the mom is ill.
Now, the shot is encouraged in the third trimester. Can that be contributing to the fear about vaccines?
It certainly can be. And anytime I think during pregnancy, when women think, oh, I can only do this during one part of the pregnancy, the biggest question is sort of why? It's mainly an effectiveness situation and sort of at a time when the vaccine itself can be most effective. The other thing about vaccines that I really want to emphasize, especially for something really contagious like the flu, is that family members of pregnant people also need to get vaccinated because it's by protecting those around you that you don't bring that infection into your household, okay? So it's actually very important for grandparents, friends, relatives who go and see the pregnant mom and go and see the newborn baby. It's very important in those people also to not bring the flu with them as they come into the household.
Dr. Joseph Chang, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Sam.